The Story of the Automobile, From Horse to Horsepower. In terms of the lives of average people, there is little doubt that the automobile is the most revolutionary invention in the history of transportation since the wheel. The basic premise of the automobile is simple. Choose a wheeled vehicle from the many types typically pulled by horses or oxen, add a motor, and create a self-propelled personal transportation vehicle. Before the automobile, people travelled by means of bicycles, trains, streetcars, and horse-drawn carriages. These methods of transportation were slow, limited, and not private. The automobile as we know it was not invented in a single day by a single inventor. The history of the automobile reflects an evolution that took place worldwide. It is estimated that over 100,000 patents created the modern automobile. However, we can point to the many firsts that occurred along the way. The earliest ancestor of the modern automobile is probably the Fardier, a three-wheeled, steam-powered, 2.3 mph vehicle built in 1771 by Nicolas-Joseph Cugnot for the French Minister of War. This cumbersome machine was never put into production because it was much slower and harder to operate than a horse-drawn vehicle. In the United States, the inventor Oliver Evans obtained the first patent on a steam carriage in 1789. In 1803, he built a self-propelled steam dredge, which is regarded as the first self-propelled vehicle to operate over American roads. Amédée Boilly, a Frenchman, built an improved 12-passenger steam car in 1873, but the steam engine proved impractical for a machine that was intended to challenge the speed of a horse and buggy. The invention of the practical automobile had to await the invention of a workable internal combustion engine. The milestone vehicle was built in Germany in 1889 by Gottlieb Daimler and Wilhelm Maybach. Powered by a 1.5-horsepower two-cylinder gasoline engine, it had a four-speed transmission and travelled at 10 miles an hour. Another German, Carl Benz, also built a gasoline-powered car the same year. The gasoline-powered automobile, or motor car, remained largely a curiosity for the rest of the 19th century, with only a handful being manufactured in Europe and the United States. The first automobile to be produced in quantity was the 1901 Curved-Oldsmobile, which was built in the United States by Ramson E. Olds. Modern automobile mass production and its use of the modern industrial assembly line is credited to Henry Ford of Detroit, Michigan, who had built his first gasoline-powered car in 1896. Ford began producing his Model T in 1908, and by 1927, when it was discontinued, over 18 million had rolled off the assembly line. By the 1930s, most of the technology used in automobiles had been invented, although it was often reinvented again at a later date and credited to someone else. For example, front-wheel drive was reintroduced by André Citroën in 1934, although it appeared several years earlier in road cars made by Alvis and Cord, and in racing cars by Miller. After 1930, the number of auto manufacturers declined sharply as the industry consolidated and matured. Since 1960, the number of manufacturers has remained virtually constant and innovation slowed.